Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show. Another edition. He had me back. I can't believe you had me back.
Dan, I'm glad to have you.
Bottom of the barrel.
No, Gunsmith Show. Old standby. How's that?
There it is. I'm the old standby. I'm the prospector.
Oh, well, glad to have you here, buddy.
It's good to be here. We're going to talk 380s, which is the choice of volunteer police officers. We're gonna flush that out here in just a bit. 380s, they say, you know, some people say they're too small. Some people say not. I think Jonathan Smith was one of those who says that. We're going to find that out here in just a moment. But first, this segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
That's right. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center, right on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol in beautiful Burton, Michigan. You know, they've been around since 1977, and they do everything I need done on my vehicles, whether it's suspension or air conditioning or heck, they even help me hook up my wiring for my trailer hitch, you know?
Yeah.
Just good people all the way
around.
You know,
that we were talking just before we came on air about finding people that you can just trust.
Yeah.
So it's the same way with Tim, the same way with Jeremy. Yeah. It's the same way with the all your
Tim.
Folks. Yeah. And
Tim,
I mean,
Jeremy, Tim.
All of them. Yeah. And
Larry, Moe, Curly. They're all good.
And Brian.
And Brian. Yep.
You know,
that's
it's,
right.
And, you know, we've got those people. These guys are one of them.
Yeah.
You know, you take it over there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to steer you right. They're going to find out what the problem is. They're going to fix it if they can. They're going to charge
you
a fair price.
Even if it's something bad, and they say, hey, can we keep it over the weekend? Yes, yeah, of course you can, you know.
Might not be worth fixing. If it is, here's what you got to do.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in a long time. It isn't worth fixing.
With respect to your car.
Yeah,
anyway.
I reinvested, you know, and I've got newer vehicles now, and it's like I don't mind spending money on them.
Sure, you got to keep them running.
You got to keep them running. You got to keep them going down the road smooth. That way, every time I got to drive from here to Detroit and back, and I got to be back in 2 hours, fly down there, fly back. My wife was watching me on my app the other day, and she goes, you're going beep miles an hour. And I'm like,
how did you allow that to happen?
She's got that app on me. She's got it's a tight leash I am on, Dan. I'm telling you. Tight leash.
Yeah.
She has a warning that every time I go to Williams Gunsight, the alarm goes off.
Does not. He's lying
about that. No, she knows it. It's one of those.
Is that right?
It's one of those. She's got a locating device on me. She's.
Wow.
There's trust issues there. I just don't understand.
Grief.
But it's okay because I just call her ahead of time. I call her from the parking lot before I walk in.
Yeah.
Hun?
I don't know how I ended up here, but I'm here.
I let go of the wheel and the automatic pilot brought me.
She doesn't do that with Diamond Jim's though, because you're usually doing that for her, making
sure
all the vehicles run.
She actually thought I was going there this week, and she says, you went to Diamond Jim's. I said, no, I'm going next week.
Yeah.
She said, oh, okay, all right. So
they do great work, and they'll take care of you as well.
I'm ready. I'm due for breaks, so here we go. Now, Diamond Jim's, you can reach them, 810-743-4210, and you can also link to them on my website, which is thegss.com. Now, remember, if you haven't filled up that coffee yet, I hope you have. We're into this new Blackout Coffee Company. Oh, it's good stuff.
Hmm.
Good, and it's from Fort Pierce, Florida. I used to live there. That's where I worked in my first gun shop.
Yeah.
And Jake bought like a $250 starter pack. I'm like, what? Well, they drink a lot of coffee, and they're always doing all, and they just handed me all the decaf. I'm like, oh, thanks. Grandpa gets the decaf, huh? You know?
Give you what you can handle.
The dog watcher gets the gets the decaf.
Uh-huh.
But it's good decaf. I'm excited about it. But right now I drink community coffee from Louisiana, and it's wonderful. So I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time making that choice every day. But it's all good. So fill up your coffee no matter what is in here. I'm here with Dan Foley. Is this exciting or what?
I got to shake off the rust. I got to try and remember what it's like talking
to
radio.
We're trying to remember how to do this. This is not easy.
Well, here we
are. Well, this week's discussion is, would you consider a revolver like the Taurus 380 UL? That's an ultralight. That's what UL stands for. Or maybe a semi-auto Bursa Thunder 380? Or maybe that new Ruger LCP Max or an S&W, you know, the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 2.0. These are guns.
These are all revolvers.
No, three of them are automatics. One of them is a revolver. The whole story evolves around is the amount of people I know now that are carrying 380s is more than I've ever heard. Now, 380s got hugely popular at the end of the Obama years. And the ammo just went through the roof. It got terribly expensive. And there was a dollar around, no matter what you bought, even for range.
Prices come down.
It's affordable now. And the guns, they've improved the 380 so much, and they've got so many nice ones out there that it's really become popular. So I had an interesting lunch meeting this week where we had a whole bunch of us volunteer police officers met, and very like-minded men and women. And of the group, the discussion automatically turns to guns because I showed up, and it everybody
you are
had,
the gunsmith.
Everybody had questions, so they're asking me and yep. how's the show going? You know, blah blah blah. How's things going? You know, what are you shooting these days? Well, we started talking about what caliber fits you, and it was like a round table discussion. So all of us over 50 years old realized
round table 380 rounds.
He's not,
see what you've been missing.
He's fairly
you haven't
sharp,
had the
folks. He's fairly sharp. Sometimes I got to give him little tidbits, you know, and then he takes it and runs with it.
Yeah.
The six out of eight of us at the table had 380s on our person as we were having.
So
our
those are the weapon of choice for protection.
Mainly is, and I think we all agreed that wintertime we sometimes carry larger guns, but summertime because it's warm, we had shorts on, it was comfortable.
Got your tank tops on,
well,
and
not
your
quite. You know, we didn't. There wasn't any like, you know,
red, white, and blue.
There wasn't like Miami Vice music playing in the background. We weren't all wearing pastels or anything.
Okay,
but it was a good meeting, and funny enough, the other two had left theirs in the car.
Okay,
so
380s as well.
Yeah. We all had
all
eights.
Of them.
So eight of eight.
And he was going to give me a hard time about teasing this segment, saying that 380s are the choice of volunteer police officers.
Police officers. Well, and the point was, it just they're fun guns to shoot. They're controllable. They got a bark. And we're going to get into. We're going to talk almost the whole show about 380s today. As a matter of fact, we are. So. The ones that left their guns in the car, we all kind of giggled. But we thought, well, we're all guilty of that occasionally. We don't feel like, or we're going into a restaurant that serves beer, you worry about there's a very tight tolerance between what percentage of their menu do they serve as alcohol and what doesn't.
Because that's what decides whether or not you can carry.
If you can carry in the restaurant or not. So now generally, according to common reading and the internet and browsing and all the things I do, which is constant. I get 100 emails a day, all of them trying to point you in different directions as to what to get and carry and what you should be carrying and all that kind of stuff. Even the big companies like USCCA are constantly telling us that 380 is inadequate. So it went deeper, and each of us were very confident in the 9mm short, which is the also known as a 380 ACP. Now, being comfortable enough that what I'm hearing from the internet is I'm confident enough with it. I'm going to defend my family with it. I'm going to defend my person with it. It's a deterrent more than anything. Pray to God I never have to pull the trigger, but there it is. Now, it's nice to have the consensus among our group because we all walked away a little taller. You know, it's going, yep, we're doing the right thing. And because we all had that same, we get the same emails of, it's inadequate. It's not powerful enough to do what you need to do. So there's things to remember, and I tried to express this to these guys because some of them were carrying very inert ammo. They didn't have self defense rounds. They just had target rounds, which are full metal jacket, simple 95 grain bullet loads. And I said, well, the main thing is you got to have ammo that will work in your gun. So even if you buy that expensive ammo, you got to put a few boxes through your gun to make sure it works, make sure it feeds properly, and make sure that it hits the target the way you want it to. And there's the need to have terminal performance that is adequate for and stopping power. One of the easiest ways to test that for the layperson is you got that watermelon that's probably just not right. It's just a little bit past good sitting on the countertop. And before the wife says, you didn't cut that watermelon, take it out and shoot it. And see what your 380 does to it. Now, a 380 range load will go through it. It'll shoot it. It'll poke a hole through it. It'll be a very small exit wound. With a good self-defense round, the back half of the watermelon will be exploded.
Mm-hmm.
So big, big difference. It's that terminal performance. And we're going to talk a lot about
stopping
that
power.
Exactly. I think it's just extremely important. Do not use full metal jacket range ammo for self-defense. And we're going to explain why. We're going to get into details of why we're not going to do that. So the moral is don't be ashamed or not want to admit that you're practicing or carrying or protecting yourself with a 380. Because by God, there's a lot of people out there that aren't. Yeah. And it was almost like high fives around
the table. No shame.
No shame. No shame at all. And lunch was great. You didn't even ask. Went to Gina's for lunch. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Good food.
They've got good food.
It's one of those Italian restaurants like great. You and I used to go to. Very similar.
Yes.
Where you ordered bacon and something else. Bacon and peppers or something. I don't know what you ordered.
Oh, steak and onions.
That was Roma's.
I do remember. Yeah. No, they do. It's that old school pizza. It's just done oven. It's done. It's the old fashioned way.
Good stuff.
Premium toppings. Make the dough. Make the sauce. Yeah.
Silly me. You know what I did?
No.
I ordered a salad.
Jeez.
It was an antipasto salad.
Oh, whatever.
They make a mean antipasto, but it was all.
You know that you get some. You get some peppers on it. The green peppers and some onion.
The guy
on your pizza, you got the salad right there.
Well, there's pepperoni in the salad, so I was good with that. I was hoping the guy next to me might have just spilled some spaghetti sauce on there or something. But anyway, but on one side, he had pepperonis and green olives.
We still have just
and it
a
was
very
completely
few
covered with green olives.
I think we've got just a few, and olives are good for you. That's like a superfood.
They are good,
And they're tasty on a pizza. And Gina's. I think there's just a few of those left at Seize the Deal, just FYI.
No kidding.
Oh, and you know what else we have today?
What's that?
What's today? Today's the 22nd. It's Ugly Dog in
Goodrich.
$100 certificates. These guys do training, grooming, boarding, like doggy daycare. It's a great spot. These guys are awesome. $100 certificates. They're $55 a piece. Just FYI.
Dropped this morning
just a couple hours ago.
Well, good. All right.
Seize the Deal. That's where you can get them.
There you go. Now, feel free to shoot me an email anytime you want to. Shooter@thegss.com. And our Facebook page is The Gunsmith Show. And we'd appreciate any support. Algorithms are getting mixed up again. Every time I put a post down, I get 4 likes. That's it. And I'm thinking, I got 1,000 followers.
Make sure you like them. Make sure that you're actively doing it. There's different ways you can set it up. And the best way to do it is comment. If you comment on the posts.
Yep.
It'll show up more for you.
So we're trying to lead you into commenting more.
And
what's
John,
your opinion?
John will oftentimes take those kind of things and incorporate them into a future show.
Sure. Yeah.
So
and that's exactly how it works. So looking forward to hearing from you. And next break, we're going to talk about some cool stuff like our raffle.
Keep it right here. It's the Gunsmith Show on US on 103.1
The Ticket.
See,
It's 250.
103.1 The Ticket. What's up with the Tigers?
Well, it's frustrating.
Oh, my gosh.
It's frustrating.
We're going to have Red Wings this year, too, just FYI.
I'm starting to follow the Lansing Lugnuts because they're exciting to watch. I went out to a couple games this year, so I'm embarrassed.
More Gunsmiths coming up right after this.